ABC Radio Australia.
An online platform aims to help people more efficiently send money to family and friends in the Pacific. The New Zealand and Australian government-funded app and website allows users to compare remittance fees between companies by sending money to the islands. But with the Pacific experiencing some of the highest money wire costs in the world, how will the program make sending funds easier? Sydney-based Dee Rugvin, Program Manager of Empowering Migrants Through Pacific Remittances, explained.
Basically, Send Money Pacific is the official money transfer comparison service for the Pacific Islands. And it's supported by the Australian and New Zealand government. So it's a wonderful initiative. It's a free service for the community. And really, what is behind all of this is the remittance literacy side of things. So we really want to be able to have the Pacific communities involved, being able to access an app, some sort of a digital literacy tool, as well as a financial literacy tool.
And the Pacific region, I believe, is one of the most expensive destinations to send remittances to.
That's right. So what we have found from the World Bank study is that the Pacific communities pay some of the highest rates in the world compared to other countries and communities. So we base a lot of everything on this information. And what a lot of the Pacific community don't realize is that they are actually being charged higher than the rest of the world. So the one key thing is understanding that every time you send money, there's charges involved. Whether it's something that they can visibly see, which is a fee, or whether it's, the margin on the exchange rate, which is added to the cost of sending money. So when we are able to evaluate a number of providers, we can see the comparison. Okay, this provider has an X amount of fee, but there's actually a margin of exchange rate added. So therefore, the true cost of sending remittances, we display this all. It's a transparent website and app that workers that are coming here can actually have access to, seeing other providers, and then the cost of sending, and they then can have the freedom to choose and maybe switch to another provider. That's the same for all the community diaspora. A lot of the communities we talk to are very loyal. They stick to one provider. And sometimes because they haven't planned it, there's an emergency, they're just sending it straight away to the one that they know. And in some cases, they charge high fees, Also, you can toggle between cheapest and fastest. So users can actually, they may never have heard of some of the providers. There are some new ones that have come on. And what we find is that the communities are very surprised at the amount of options that they have. A lot of the workers are also learning. So this is a learning process altogether. When workers come to Australia, we want them to be able to access this in language. So the best feature about the app and the website is that we have everything translated, specifically for those who, where English is not the first language and they want to feel at home.
And how much can they save in those fees?
They can definitely save in fees. What they need to understand is this is not a money transfer service. Send Money Pacific is the official comparison, money transfer comparison service. So what it does is it provides a list of all the different money transfer operators out there, including banks. And so they can actually pick the ones that they actually feel comfortable with.
Now, we've been told that the market share of these newer options is quite low. And part of that is to do with connectivity issues on one hand, but also digital literacy issues. How are you hoping to address that problem?
I think, it depends on what the nature of that is, because of that issue is. If it's the fact that that provider is just not available, or they don't have, people need access to that service, they need connectivity in those remote islands. But as soon as they have internet and they can actually connect and do and learn about how do I pick this money up through a mobile wallet instead of having to travel all the way into town. So if they can understand, so sender and recipient have, you know, obviously that communication between them. And sometimes the decision that the sender makes is dependent on the recipient. Where can I pick the money up? So the greater awareness that the sender has from Australia and New Zealand that they can relay to their family back home, there is a new provider, you can pick it up from this location, which one's easier for you? And then that sender, the recipient in the island can actually, you know, communicate that back and say, look, I can actually access that, or I need to learn how to download the app for the operator at my end. So there's a bit of what we're finding through our Talanoa sessions with community is that there are differences between what services are available in Vanuatu compared to what is available in Samoa, the level of digital literacy that's required to access the service. So there's a gap that we have to close in learning. So this, the next remaining years of this program, Empowering Migrants Through Pacific Remittances, is about that knowledge and knowledge sharing and learning. And what we are trying to do is educate, have coaches that can actually articulate this information to people. We want to make sure everything is available online. We have voice narration videos that guide people through in language on our social media page. And you can scroll through and see those videos and people can listen to them in language. And the voice narrations, we're making sure that there are a lot of women and men involved in this program. And we found through our research that women are the ones that, you know, at the receiving end who manage the household. So we want to make sure that we're getting this information out through to the key people so that those in the remote islands don't have to always travel to pick up money. They may be able to have options.
That's Adi Aragavand speaking there to Dubravka Volodar.